It is time for that Monday Night Delight. It's 10 p.m. Pacific up in the treehouse, and my name is Flobo Boyce, and you're watching What's Up, Flobo? Episode 35. We doing 35 of these things, and we're making it happen right now. We're live on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Twitch, and do me a favor, like, comment, subscribe, and if you have any comments or questions for our guest tonight, make sure you write it in the chat. I'll be answering them throughout the hour, but before I even start the show, I gotta give a shout out to people of the members of Boisterous Crew. You know what I'm talking about. The people who are Patreon subscribers. You guys make this show a reality. So I'm giving a shout out to Christopher C, Christy H, ACH, Edric P, Oliver E, Princess Leia, Matthew C, Lindsay U, and Richard R. You guys are my homies. And we already got the chat coming in. Thank you so much for rocking with me. But as always, I am not alone. My guest this evening has the buttery tones of his voice featured on programming all over the world. Whether you're a fan of Fire Emblem, Persona 5, or Pokemon Masters, he is continuing to make his mark in the voiceover world. However, it is his turn as the English dub actor for Giorno Giovanna of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure that had the whole world saying, give it up for the Philip Reich. What up?
That was amazing.
What is up, baby?
Nothing now. You've hit me with the Muda barrage. I'm done, man. Take me out of the trash like chocolata.
I read all seven pages. It was riveting stuff.
That's awesome. I did not see that coming, and I should have.
we were talking about this before we went live. It's been over a year since I seen you last, man. How is everything doing? How was life?
Life is, you know, it's good for what it is, for being, you know, locked down in quarantine still, you know, not being able to go out and see friends in person anymore. But, you know, work is still coming. The Twitch stream is still going, and it's as good as it can be, I believe.
Man, Phil, you're living life. You're so cool. So cool. In fact, JLJ Media says, I like a shoe organization game. That guy, JLJ Media, is a professional organizer. So that's what's up. I got size 13s. They don't really fit. They kind of fall out. It's kind of, once you get over size 9, it's always like, oh.
Yeah, this stuff doesn't work. Yeah, some fit, some not so much. But yeah, that thing. I used to be the guy that just dumps all the shoes like right at the door and just make it a mess. But that thing,
it takes one trip. Life. Just one trip down the flight of stairs.
Like, all this space on the back of my door that never gets used. Let's use it.
Well, we got some people in the chat right now. Vitamin Water is here. Courtney is here.
What's
How's it going, Christian? Dylan. Dylan asks, is AC, the superstar ACH? No, I wish the wrestler ACH was on my Patreon. That'd be sick. I would do a show just for him. We're good job for The Rock, Stone Cold, The Undertaker.
Yes.
You're on your stream today. I'll get to the voice acting stuff before, but you're on the stream today, and it's Fit Month on your Twitch stream. So you basically subject yourself to doing push-ups and sit-ups. Like, what is that about?
That is exactly what I do. You know, it was an idea that came to me at probably like maybe a year into when I first started streaming on Twitch, and was just like, okay, what's something I can do that'll get, you know, people more involved in the stream. And also, I'm sitting here in my chair, not moving much. Like, I feel, you know, just like a slob and everything. So it's like, okay, how can I get up and do something and get the chat involved? So I just came up with that idea. I was like, okay, well, since I have a PH, you know, for the beginning of my name, I can make puns for days with that fuh sound. So Fit Month came out of that.
You know dang well how I feel about puns. I don't know why. So, like, for those who don't know, the people that follow you are not, they're called the, can I say?
Familia.
And it's PH. Yeah. You course. People and your buds. Oh, my goodness, mate.
Yeah, so, yeah, and it was just, going off that was just, yeah, like, how can I be healthy, get people involved? So, yeah, I was like, all right, anytime new followers come up, I'll do 5 push-ups for you. And then it turned into, okay, well, now I got some people. We'll make it, if you donate, of course, if you donate money, like, wow, you're actually giving me money. I'll dance for you. I'll do some push-ups.
So the OnlyFans is next. I got to see who my friends have an OnlyFans. I think you have one, a hidden one, probably. So it's the entire month I can just roll into your streams, give you some bits, and then you'll do push-ups and sit-ups and stuff.
That's exactly it, man. The little notification pops up, and I get to do my cool new swish over to my exercise camera and do some push-ups.
Okay, Courtney, you can, puns are fulfilled. What?
Be all night.
Oh my goodness, what did I get myself into? Hey, Wood Wong, I did push-ups once; they hurt. So let's talk about the Familia. Like, what was the branding of it? Right? You got people who want to know more about you, seeing all your voice actor work, and you just said, "Look, you guys, you're not friends; you're family." is that where it came from? Like, is it a Fast and Furious reference?
A little bit comes from that, because as I do remember, like before I booked Giorno, I called them the Followers with a PH, and then it was like, all right, you know, family coming, of course, from Fast and Furious. But then it was like, okay, well, now I'm voicing a character who is a mafia don. Of course, you guys are the Familia now.
Fair enough. Yeah, not an ounce of Italian in them. I saw an episode. I saw one, y'all. I saw one. JoJo's Bizarre. That's so cool, man. Because people always say, like, if I ever had a fan club, I'll call us the Phlebotomists. But that's an actual profession. That's someone who takes blood, usually from senior citizens. So voice acting is a full-time gig, man. That's what you do. That is totally what you do. I remember when you started that journey, man. And I know if you guys have listened to our sister show, New Amsterdam Radio, go back to episode number 71. It's called Do the Voice. We're on like 92 this week. It's crazy. Nice. Episode 71 had Phil on there. So walk me through this, man. Since making that jump and booking things, it's been a while since that sit down. What is life like for Philip Reich?
You know, life is, it is like... It is equal parts like exhilarating and awesome and just gut-wrenching and soul-crushing, because there is, you know, anyone who's in those creative endeavors and creative fields, you know, the struggle of, you know, pouring your heart and soul into something and seeing no return on that. You know, with all these auditions, you're like, oh man, this role would be amazing. Like, this gig would be awesome. Okay. And you get nothing. And then you're depressed, you're down on yourself, and then you book something and you're right back on top, like, yes, this is it. This is the coolest thing ever. And you just love in life, you know? So it's that. I mean, most of my days are spent auditioning, you know, and not booking, because there's so many actors out there auditioning and everything. But, you know, I still get to have the good fortune of booking some work, and any time I'm working, it is just a blast. It is the most fun thing for me, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Do you get like offers sent to your email directly, or is it kind of like a marketplace where you're like, you know what, now it's going to get some gigs, like, we're hunting today? Like, what's the mentality when you get up in the morning?
I mean, there's a bit of both. Like, I'll get, my agents will send me auditions, so those get the priority, and I do those first. Then there are websites where you can pay for an annual membership where job listings will be posted for voiceover work. Sites like voices.com or voice123.com. And I'll submit, you know, some of those here and there, because they sort of range, and some pay fine, some are garbage. And I always find the ones that pay the least always want the most work and sort of give you the most trouble for it. So
that is like a thing for all creative jobs, man. You ask too many questions and you want discounts. Bro, I got a story for that, but I'll let you finish. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, those two things, and the certain studios that I'm in with, they will send me auditions directly, and I'll record those and send them back to them. And that's pretty much it. That's the daily routine.
The whole creative thing, man. Like, I, you know, there's, as a DJ, a wedding DJ, we have rates, and it's kind of some flexibility, you know, like bulk things or discounts or whatever. But I had a client this week that wanted me to cover the entire wedding, like three setups, six speakers, for like $250. And I was like, okay, maybe they're young, maybe they don't really know what I'm a DJ cost. I was like, well, this, that, and that, and that. And they're like, well, you know, we just need someone to play our songs and mash them together. Can you do that? You're like, An algorithm can do that. You don't need my ass. I got so sassy with them, like, you know. Yes. It's always in a pandemic. That's hazard pay, bro. Like,
right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Double time for that.
I know. $200. You going to trust somebody with your wedding music for $200?
Oh,
goodness me.
Go for it. Yeah, you want?
Go for it. So okay. The first time I heard you outside of, because everyone who doesn't know this, Phil and I went to film school together. We were actually schoolmates. We went to the Chapman University. I don't say go Panthers. Some people do. but the first time I, yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, I paid them. I got the piece of paper.
Yep.
I'm more into my undergrad. It's weird. The first time I saw you outside of knowing you was Persona 5. So Persona 5, I don't call it the big one, but that was when I was like scrolling the Twitter feeds going, who know that guy? Was that weird for you to be like, hey, that's me being written up by somebody else in this game that has a franchise following?
Oh my gosh, that was it was mind blowing. It was one of the first signs to me that okay, I'm actually, you know, starting to make a little headway in my career, you know, to be like included, like, yeah, in a list that someone's like, hey, Philip Reich is voicing this character, like, okay, someone noticed a role I played. That's what? Wow. Like, I never would have thought, you know, I'd be in that position. And then, you know, from there, it just sort of like you book another one and you book another one. People start to like actually like, wait, you were the guy who voiced the thing, right? Like, yeah, I did do that. So it's a whole new world to be in. And it's very cool. And also very like humbling. Like, wow, I can't believe, you know, people actually... This sounds so stupid. People know who I am. Like, you know?
I know you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But it's just bizarre because you sort of, you know, you grow up, you're hearing about, you know, celebrities and stuff. And when you grow up, like I grew up in Arkansas, like far away from the Hollywood lifestyle, and celebrities back there were the college football players, you know?
Right. Like that was a used car dealership. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this idea of like, you know, 20 years later, like being in that position where, you know, some people actually like know your work and like, dude, I love what you do. Like, really? You really? Oh, wow. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. What was the feeling like the first time you signed an autograph?
It was so surreal, man. It was like, because I was like, you want, what, you really want me to, like, I'm not trying to like downplay someone's desire to want to get an autograph from someone who they're a fan of, but at the same time, being on the other end of it for the first time, it's like, why do you care about my autograph? I'm nobody. Like, why,
right,
why
right.
do you want to sign something?
Somebody to me. We got questions coming in the chat, and make sure questions you guys write there will totally answer throughout the hour. Heywood Wong asks, is it cool working with Kellen Goff?
Kellen is a hilarious dude. He's just so insanely talented and a fun guy. Unfortunately, I did not get to work with him on JoJo because in dubbing, it is, I want to say it's not done, but maybe it is, and I'm just not aware of it. But you don't record in group settings when you're dubbing. Each actor comes in on their own and does their lines for their character, and then another actor will come in and do the lines for their character after your session is done. So unfortunately, I'd never, you know, got to see him working as Diavolo in JoJo. But hearing it and watching on TV is like, man, he's so talented. This guy, yeah. I love it.
So, okay, explain to me the pitch, because I'm not sure if you were in that world before. I don't want to put you on the spot, but like, did you, like, your management come to you and was like, listen, you're going to be in a Japanese anime with an Italian flair, but you'll be the English dub. You in? And you're like, hell yeah! Like, how did someone pitch this? Because JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, from what I've seen, it's very layered. It isn't like catch them all. It's like there's like a mask and there's like a whole lineage of things. Like,
oh, yeah.
Walk me through that.
Well, I wish I had that cool story of my manager hitting me up like, Phil, we got a gig for you. You want it? Oh, let me think about it. Sure, I can play an Italian mob boss. Yeah, I wish. No, I was like, I got the auditions from the studio and I sent mine in. And I've told the story before too, that I honestly thought my best shot was booking a character called Mista, who was more of this kind of like gruffer, like action before thinking kind of guy. Like, let's just do it. Let's barge in there sort of thing. And yeah. And Giordo, like, I was happy with my audition. You know, he was very calm and reserved and calculating, very hyper aware of everything. And I was like, I felt good, but I still felt like, oh, Mista is more closer to my personality. So I feel like I would be more him. So when I got the email, like, hey, you booked Giordo, I was like, what? Because I never thought I had a chance in hell of booking him, you know, because he's the main character of that season. So it was just like, what? And then immediately was like, okay, well, now I have to watch the original Japanese of this season so I can have a full understanding of what's going on. And the funny thing was, at that point, I had not seen, like, all the previous seasons of JoJo. Like, I knew what JoJo was.
Right, right.
I had seen episodes here and there, but I didn't fully understand it yet. I had a grasp of it, but not until you, like, sit down and either read the manga or watch the anime and watch all the parts back to back, it's like, wow, okay, like you said, it is layered, and so much of it pulls from previous parts and previous seasons that if you just jump in, like, into a part, like, it's kind of self-contained, so you can understand it, but you'll miss some of the extra layers and context that sort of adds to, like, wow, this is a really heavy moment. And if you didn't know that, if you didn't watch previous seasons, you wouldn't know that, and you'd miss out on that.
So I don't want to, like, to crash the party here, but, like, you got this booking. You must be on cloud nine. But I can imagine, you know, mom and pop just chilling in Northwest Arkansas being like, great for you? You're a JoJo, son. Like, how did that, like, ruin the vibe? Like, how did that work, man?
But that's exactly it. I mean, they don't watch anime. They don't know what a JoJo is.
How dare they? Yeah, Mama, yeah. Right, Daddy, right? How could you?
Oh, yeah, my son does the voice thingy. He voices the Japanese characters. Like, right. Yes, technically right, I do.
Yeah.
but they're, you know, they're just happy for me because, you know, like, I can imagine for any parent whose child is going into the artistic or creative fields, like, you worry for them. How can you not? Because it's like being an entrepreneur. You're going out on your own and there's no guarantee you're going to make money or be able to sustain yourself. So they were just, you know, happy and proud, like, you're working. That's great. It's
wait, not porn, are your parents, is it? My
no,
parents?
Mom, it's I'm not pornography. Okay, then keep going.
It's not porn, is it? That is definitely a parent question, though. It's like, oh, you made money? It's not porn, is it? I love it, man. I love the fact that you, because I was there the years where it was like small gig, months without gigs. And same here with me. I mean, not to make it about me, but we're very similar in that way. And my parents are immigrants, but the same thing. You come up here, you get a real job. You came to this country for a reason, get a real job. And you're like, what's a real job, you know? And I always wonder this, if I had a kid, what would be a job where I'll act that way? If a kid's like, I want to become an accountant. No son of mine's doing that. Like, what would be the equivalent? You know what I mean? Like, we've done the hard stuff. It's all
that
good.
Needs to happen. I want to see an episode of that.
I was on TikTok the other day, and there's a lot of the communities there live doing fan art, doing cosplay, tagging you. I've not been that famous yet, so I'm totally learning this vicariously through you. Like, what's the feeling when someone tags you and says, hey man, I hope you see this? I'm like, hey man, I hope this is a good idea. Can you judge my art? Please judge my art.
It's still wild, man. It's like, I haven't gotten over that yet when people, will tag me like, did you see this cool artwork of Giordo? Or you see this artwork of, you know, of Sugimura, you know, like any of those characters I voice. Yeah, it's just like wow. And it's the real humbling ones are when people, the artist himself draws it and tags you in it and like, hey man, what do you think? I drew your character. And that's when it's just like, oh my gosh, like this is insane. Like,
yeah.
I'm so humbled by this, you know, because people just love the characters on that. Like, Giordo is not my character. I just provide his English voice and everything. But so people will be drawing, you know, Giordo artwork all the time, just like, oh, Giordo is my favorite JoJo of the JoJos and stuff. And then to get tagged in that, be like, yes, dude, you're such an awesome artist. This looks amazing. But yeah, when they're like, dude, Phil, I drew this, you know, because of you, I wanted to draw Giordo for you. Then it's like, Whew, you're making me tear up, man.
Swipe away. No, I'm just kidding. let's see what the chat says. Vibin Water asks about the Yuya Fugami scenes, which I guess they're suggestive. how your parents are going to rock with that one. No comment, I guess. And hey, what Wong says, I hope to see that you're in My Hero Academia. So.
Oh my gosh, I would love to be a part of My Hero Academia. The tough deal with that, though, is that's done by Funimation, which is based out of Dallas, Texas. And they seem to do most of their casting right there in Dallas. Like, there's a whole slew of actors who live in the Dallas area that, like, primarily work for Funimation on Funimation anime dubs. So they don't really send too many castings out this way. But it is starting to happen some more, because I've seen, you know, actors out here like Kellen and Zeno and other folks who have booked work on those Funimation shows. So it's happening. So there's always a chance it could happen. And as for the Yu Yu Fungami scene, it's not suggestive necessarily. It's just out of left field. Like, if you've never seen it. And that was funny too, because that was my first role I booked in on a JoJo series. And I get in there, and like, one of my first lines of that character is like, he has this ability where he has a really good sense of smell. So he's just sniffing around. He's like, which one of you girls is on your period? Like, he can smell them on that period. And I remember, like, looking at the script and seeing that and just, like, looking at Tony, who's the director, like, what is this? What is this show? What am I doing?
Sorry, you signed the contract. Just get on it.
But it's like, hey, it's in the title, man. Bizarre Adventure. What do you want? Like, okay,
yeah, it's true. It's pretty much an open invitation for everything. All the period sniffing you want. Zoe64 says, I don't have a question, so I want to say hi. I'm Ms. Mod. You got mods, bro?
Zoe, yes. She's one of my fantastic mods on my Twitch channel. Zoe, what's up?
What?
Invite been one of the regular viewers on my Twitch channel, too. How you doing?
For sure. Make sure you like and subscribe, man. Support the homie. Question I always had about anime in general, and I apologize if it sounds ignorant, but do you... Because, you know, sometimes, like, it takes less words to say things in English than it does in Japanese, right? This is just the way the language works. All those, like, grunts and question marks, are those, like, recorded separately? Or is that in the line of the dialogue?
That's in the line of the dialogue. Like, it depends. It's because the person who is going through and marking all the lip flaps so that the writer can come in and, like, will fill all those lip flaps with the dialogue, like, they'll include the... in the so like a lot of times you'll get marks that are like, it'll say MNS, a mouth not seen, with like a character is not facing the camera, so you don't see the lip flaps, and you can say a whole line at whatever rate you want instead of having to match a lip flap. Or you'll get like open mouth sigh reaction, or closed mouth, you know, surprise reaction. You'll see those in there, and so a lot of those will be the and you know, that kind of typical anime stuff you'll think about.
That's
a separate specific cue of character closed mouth surprise reaction.
We're here rocking with Philip Reich on What's Up Flubber After Hours. Make sure if you're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or Twitch with questions, or just hit the like and subscribe and follow. Heywood Wong continues to ask. He says, Marvel or DC, and we did do a series of either one. Ooh,
oh my Marvel gosh. It's one of those, like, if there's no gun pointed at me, I love both of them. I mean, they both have fantastic characters, and I would be freaking stoked to be a part of either one of them.
Yeah.
Gun pointed at me, I mean, I have to lean towards Marvel, but...
You would.
I said that just to upset you.
Yeah. Well, the puns were already upsetting me, but now...
As the 1-2 combo, baby.
We're out of time, guys. So, speaking of about comic book heroes and stuff, and I always tell the story to other people. I'm not sure if I told you the story. The last time we went to Comic-Con together, it was 2014, I want to say.
Sounds about right.
We used to go every year because I got like, oh, one year my friend had Rob Van Dam coming, and Rob Van Dam bailed. So I was Rob Vandam. But the next year I got my own badge, and we would go with this group of guys, and we would go our separate ways and whatever. And I'm so sorry. Hey, what Wong says, you're a Punisher. Okay, whatever.
We had
the best time. I think the time we were hung out together, I still think of the cool stuff. Laser tagging, I was in cosplay, all that stuff. And
yeah.
You had said, you know what? I'm not coming back next year. And I was so brokenhearted. I was like, well, do I smell? Like, what, why would you tell me this right now? I know it's 90 degrees in San Diego in July. And you said something that stuck with me. And I don't know if you remember that, what that was.
I think I do.
Yeah. You're like, Comic-Con is great, but I'm not coming back until I'm on a panel. And I was like, ha, that's crazy. But like, dude, you're doing it. You're on like a panel tour, virtual, otherwise. I mean, there's always a concept, and you people pay guys like Gary Vee and Grant Cardone billions of dollars for them to say, bet on yourself, or if you're religious, keep the faith. But you actually did it. Like, how? That just blows my mind today. And so the fact you're doing it now just means a lot to me, man. And I always remember that. Like, don't come back until you're sitting at the table. People are coming to see you until you're the draw.
And you did that, man. You were a panelist at a Comic-Con panel, and that's freaking legit.
I mean,
I gotta sing your praises. You beat me to my goal of being.
But 12 people showed up. It doesn't count. Actually, it was funny. I got more views from the virtual one this year because they would program our panel against a Comic-Con masquerade. Like, what? You know, so everyone was a cosplay having a good time. You're just like,
yeah.
Well, comic books are like pro wrestling because. You know, that's right. Vitamin water. COVID really hit when Phil was thriving. Don't worry, he'll be back, baby, because the demand is still there.
It'll happen. I mean, I'll be honest. I was, you know, a little heartbroken when COVID came into full here in the U.S. because it was funny. One of the folks at, you know, when I was recording JoJo, like during the first like few episodes, he was like, he was like, dude, get ready. They are gonna put you out front and tore you around. And I was like, wow, oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I felt so much like, what's his face? I don't remember the character's name, but the main character in Cats Don't Dance, you know, and he like comes to Hollywood. He's like, I'm going to make it.
Yeah. You know, spotlight flying everywhere.
And I just felt like, this, you know, bright eyed young kid, like, what, really? I'm going to go to a convention.
Yeah. Panelist badge, side entrances.
Finger and then sandwiches. COVID happened, and it was like, no.
Man, COVID is the worst bad guy ever. Ain't no one was like, man, my life sucked, and then COVID came, and it got a lot better. It was always like, man, I had things lined up. And then, mind you, we're in Los Angeles. We're entering month 12 of lockdown, so maybe I'm just a little bitter. This is kind of a personal fact. But you're Philip, but when you go by Phil, you do two L's. Is that like on purpose, and what's the reason why for that?
It is on purpose, and it's a little bit like, you know, because Philip's like a it's a relatively common name. I mean, people don't, Philip, what kind of name is that? You know, lots of people are named Philip, but then there's the one L versus the two L spellings and whatnot. And for me, it was just like, well, I feel like I'm usually a fairly casual person, so saying my whole name, Philip, just always feels like, you know, that's a teacher or mom or dad saying it. So it was always Phil, but also sort of my way to, quote unquote, keep my identity and, you know, be me. You know, I'm not Prince Bold, where it's like, no, I'm ditching the name. This is my name now, the symbol. But like, well, I'm a 2L Philip, so I want to be a 2L Phil. Like, don't shorten it to 1L. Like, that's my thing, is I'm going to be 2L. And I'm not saying I'm unique in that. I'm sure plenty of other Philips do the same.
Yeah.
Keep their 2Ls and 2L Phils. But yeah, for me, it was a little bit of like, well, that's me. I'm a 2L Phil.
First time you corrected me, I got so upset. I was like, really? Is it first L not silent? Like, but I totally get it. Because like, okay, granted, my mom did not name me Flobo, but like, at the same time, that's like my name from Brooklyn. Like since 1996, everyone's called me Flobo. It's not like I came to LA and was like, I'm going to Hollywood. Because that's cheap. Right? You know what I mean? But like, that's the name. It's like my dad, his nickname is not even close to his name. They call him Pally. And you're like, how'd you get Pally from Fleetwood? But, you know, like Stevie Nicks is asking questions, but that's just the way it is with names.
I love it.
So you and I did a lot of things together. We went to film school together. We definitely did the stand-up thing together. Stuck with it. You hated it day one. And my thing was always, hey, you're a voice actor. You do voices. Maybe you can bring personalities on stage. But you was like, hell nah. Why does stand-up not work for you? And why are you depriving your fans of more stand-up from Phil Reich?
Oh, man.
Why are you doing it?
Because I had to come up with my own material. I need a script. I need someone to tell me what to say. I just can't. I can't
You had this man. Fire combos bit, bro. I'm telling you. The combos bit when I sent you to Hollywood.
Someday I'll try that again. No, it was just like it's just funny how that all came about, because I never would have done it except for the fact that you were given your own, here, you got a space, you can host a stand-up night. And it was just like, all right, you know what? Fudge it. You kept, you know, nudging me like, come on, Phil, do it. Do some stand-up, man. Like, yeah, you can do it. And finally I was like, all right, you know, for me, it just became more of a, let me check that off the bucket list. Let me just say I've done it. I've gone on stage. I've done stand-up. And I wasn't booed off right away or given the hook. And, you know,
right. So people loved you, man. People loved you. They loved your voices. They loved the fact that you're just being into those combos, man. I'm just saying, your followers will love it. They would sacrifice sit-ups and push-ups for one more show. If you're listening and a fan of Philip right now, ask him, beg him, more stand-up and Philip Reich.
Do my tight five I've been working on.
What's the deal with lockdowns, am I right?
Yeah, right. No, but you are the master, man. You got the stand-up down. So that was, I mean, just... Again, I mean, we just talked about this a little bit off stream, but your way of doing it, making it seem so easy, just sort of gave me that extra boost. Like, okay, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can try it out.
The mods are asking, man. They want the videos. I think you have a video clip somewhere.
I do, actually. I do have a video of the very first stand-up I did, and I did buy the one I did at Flappers, just so I'd have video evidence. Like, yes, I performed at Flappers once.
Flappers Comedy in Burbank. Do it, man. I'm telling you, man. If it's April Fool's, if it's your birthday, it'd be a fun thing for the fans or your Discord or what have you.
I might think about that. That would be a follower goal on Twitch. Get enough subscribers and I'll release the stand-up video.
Phil's laughing now because of my house tomorrow. Like, you told him what? you dare mention my stand-up career? Flomo, come on.
I've been trying to erase that part of my history.
It was between us. It was in confidence. Also, another project we worked on, if you guys can find it now, if you're just new to the world of Philip Reich, The Cast and the Furious. This 10-part podcast series was Phil and myself starring as the Fast and Furious aficionados, educating two other of our friends who hadn't seen the series through each movie in the franchise. It's called Entertainment Distills, The Cast and Furious. First question, why'd you say yes? Because I'm curious. And two, describe your experience.
Well, I had to say yes because it was our good friend Andrew who we've both done podcasts and stuff with him before, and he was like, yeah, I got this new idea for where us newbies are gonna watch the entire Fast and Furious series, and we want some of you veterans to come in and watch and comment with us. And I was like, well, I love Fast and Furious, so yes, I want to be a part of this. And yeah, it just seems like it'd be fun, you know. You watch a show and then you chat about it and hang out with friends. Like, what's not to enjoy about that? So that's why, yeah, I said yes. And it was a ton of fun doing it. I mean, sitting there and joking with everyone while we're watching the movie about how insane and ridiculous this whole series is.
it's high art for me. It's going to be in the Criterion Collection soon.
It better be.
The two things I realized was 3 was not as bad as I thought it was, and 4 isn't as good as I thought it was. That tripped me out watching it back to back. You know what I mean? So like, it was crazy. Benru asks him about your Batman impression. Now, which Batman?
Oh gosh, I don't know really how this started, but I think I can sort of piece it together. Was on stream one time. Somehow we got talking about Batman and onto Christian Bale's Batman. And what always stood out to me, I think this happened in Batman Begins, there's a scene somewhere where he's in the Batman costume, but he's doing his Batman voice, and he kind of does this thing where he sort of lets his, like, tongue hang a little loose while he's doing it. And I thought that was, like, the weirdest, funniest thing, that he's doing this sort of, all right, it's not who I am inside, but what I do, that whatever the line is, I don't remember. And so I started joking around with that. And I think it happened to be like someone's birthday that day too. And I was like, how about I sing you happy birthday in my Christian Bale Batman voice? It's a terrible impression. But then that just became the thing now, is where if it's someone's birthday while I'm streaming, I will stop, and I will sing them happy birthday in my bad Christian Bale Batman impression voice.
Well, that is way better than Chili's. I, yeah, just, yo, this June, I'm going to call you up. I'm like, yo, it's my birthday. You're like, so? I believe I was promised Batman.
They told me a song was coming with this.
Yeah, it's funny how things like start, because like in the wrestling world, because I've been doing after shows for about, wow, it's a long time now. About 2.5 years. It just hit me like, oh, I'm getting old. And I'm a real big fan of a professional wrestler by the name of Bailey. And she's really cool. I was a fan of her before she was popular. And it was one time, because I'm usually seen as a logical one, because I'm a character person when it comes to wrestling. Like, I think of the characters and motivations. I'm like, wrestling is Shakespeare, y'all. I was so impassioned one day about defending Bailey, because everyone said she was boring and she wasn't good. I was like, no, Bailey is great. His representation matters. She's really good. They called me Heel Beto, and legitimately, because Heel means a bad person in wrestling, for those who don't know. Yeah. For like 2 weeks, it really hurt my feelings. It was like, Heel Beto? I'm driving cross town from Culver City to North Hollywood to work for free for you ungrateful sons of, but you know what? I thought about it, and I'm like, well, people care enough about me to give me a cool nickname. Because they could have just turned me off. They could have just like said, this guy sucks. So I kind of embraced it. And I go, I'm a natural face. But it really was like, what am I doing? Heel? This guy? Come on. You know?
I was born in the heel beat.
Oh, now you're Bane too.
Yeah, I got to do it.
So besides the characters you voice, what other impressions do you have? You don't have to go through them. I just want to know off the top of your head things you can do.
Wait, I don't think I understand the question. So
like, I know you have the characters you do voice, but like the Batman thing on your stream, I know sometimes you get the scaredy voice when someone jumps at you.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I do that all the time. But like, I used to do, I'm sad I haven't brought her back more often. I call it my Jewish grandmother voice, but honestly, I feel like it sounds more like that in my head and probably doesn't sound like that to other people.
Oh yeah.
So I'd have that character, which is loosely inspired by there was that, I don't know if you might know, remember his name, but there's a stand-up comedian who was the sort of idiot detective on the movie about the two Irish guys who go around like killing everyone. Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
So the guy who plays like the sort of dumb dopey detective, he's I didn't realize he was a stand-up comedian, and I remember hearing him on like satellite radio doing some stand-up bits, but he has this like main accent, and he'd always make a joke about like, go get your father's truck, we're gonna go get your father's truck. And so I would always do my Jewish grandmother, like, oh, you're muscly on boy, don't tell your father about this.
That's a snagglepuss, dude.
I know, it's like it morphs all the time. It never stays the same. I think it started out Jewish grandmother, now it's turned into something completely different.
That's so cool. The reason why I'm asking this, because like, you know, with the stand-up thing, because I can't do accents. I'm terrible at like nationality accents. Obviously, when you're on stage, you could do the standard dumb person or the Karen or the California girl, those things. Yeah. But I always wondered about how many act outs an average performer keeps in their head that's not a character. You know what I mean? So like, if you have like, five or six or seven or eight, but it's kind of cool that even though you don't do stand-up anymore, you think very similarly when you do your things.
I guess so.
So on the streaming side of things, I play Rocket League. That's my game of choice. I play that more than anything else. And I started, before I even started doing casting, I would like cast my own games. Because I was terrible. I was awful. Phil's played Rocket League with me back then. He knows. It was terrible. But I would pretend like I was somebody important. You know what I mean? Like, and there's Phil Beto on the pitch. What a strike. Fantastic play. But no one was cheering for me, you know? And that kind of gave me the confidence to, like, try casting. And now I love it. Casting changed my life. So it's pretty cool that, like, you find a nugget of what works and then boom. So it is March 1st currently. 2021 is in full swing. What does Phil Reich want to do this year?
What do I want to do this year? This year, oh man, and it's really, so much of it is COVID dependent. But for me, one of my major goals, and I hope it can happen this year, is I want to work on a video game in the mocap suit, and I want to be out there on the stage acting and not just in the booth in front of the microphone, because like that to me is like the penultimate, like, oh, I've made it. I get to be the, or I should say performance capture, because I would love to do the stunt mocap where you're just doing the hits and the falls and the walk cycles and everything. But the performance capture where you are the characters, like Troy Baker in The Last of Us, like you are,
oh, yeah, or Bioshock Infinite.
You're Joel, you know, you're saying all the lines and you're acting out the scenes there on the stage in the suit and everything. And it's just like that to me, that like, that's where I want to be, is getting to like fully embrace and be a character.
any kind of characters in mind, if you can be anything?
I mean, it's a whole slew of everything. I mean, I would love to be a character like Joel, is very like, you know, down to earth, very serious, you know, character with a lot of layers and all this backstory that affects, you know, everything he says and does, to more bigger, bombastic, you know, characters in like the newer Spider-Man games and stuff like that, and be a comic book character of sorts. Like all that kind of stuff would be just incredible.
Man, you're just rocking and rolling, man. I know this is kind of like sensitive, but there's anything on the horizon you can discuss here or just share about, or the kind of like hush hush QT?
I got the NDA, so I can't say like specific character I voice in project in, but there are games coming out that I've you know, I'll be able to announce, and other animes and shows and stuff I'll get to announce, hopefully, you know, in the not too distant future, but we'll see. I don't know. Some of them are just like, yeah, you know, we'll let you know when we know. And other ones are like, okay, it's on this date, but if you tell anyone, I will come to your house.
Yeah. Is there anything that you were ever sold out for, like product endorsements? Like if you had your own line of like Gatorade or coffee or Rolex watches, like anything you want to endorse in your career?
Oh, man. Yeah, I've never thought about it, but if I go based off my personality and stuff, I like, man, I am a huge fan of like really good slippers. So I would totally slap my name on some slippers, man. That is.
Are you a thong guy? Are you a slide guy? Are you like the double strap tourist guy? Like, what's your?
Oh wait, are you talking flip flops? I'm talking house slippers, like.
Oh, like the actual, like the.
Yes. See, I've always been like, flip flops are what you wear on the beach, and slippers are what you wear in the house. I know other people, it's
okay.
Different.
It's a catch all term for me, but what you said was actually technically correct. Yeah. Will your face be on them, or would they be like?
No,
like,
no, like, hell like, no! I wouldn't put my face. Like, yeah, that's. No, no.
Zoe with another pun. Philip Screwdrivers. You puns. I swear to you.
I mean,
puns.
My name's already on light bulbs, electronics, screwdrivers. So what else can I cover?
Here's a basic question for everyone living in 2021. When's your podcast coming?
What podcast?
The one we've been talking about for years. It was called Feedback because it was a pun. You love the title. Remember that one?
I do love that title. It needs to happen.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's doing it. Why not have a podcast? I think your fans will love it.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't be against it. My hang-up always has been, I personally wouldn't know what to talk about. I don't know that I could be as talented and as good of a host as you.
You are talented, and you sound way more smooth.
But yeah, my podcast would be like, so you're voicing this character, right? Cool. All right. Next question.
You got to work in the ad for world. Casper Mattresses or Audible in there to make that money. But yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Let's cut it to our sponsors, Riot Legends, that mobile game.
Oh, dude! I've seen so many Raid Shadow Legends ads. Like, I'm not gonna do it now. You've totally oversold it. I am totally that guy. Vitamin Water asks, do you ever get freebies or advantages of being a voice actor?
Yes. I mean, some projects have been like nice. They've sent me like with JoJo, they've sent me the Blu-rays for both parts of the season. So like that was nice. And other studios I've worked at have sent out like little Christmas gift packages, you know, or I've gotten like Viz Media sent me one of those cool water bottle thermos things. And ooh, I got a coffee mug from PCB Studios. So it's like they send out cool stuff. So yeah, sometimes, yeah, I do get some fun freebies.
Maybe I should become a voice actor. Like, I have no talent. I'm just here for the free stuff.
All right, just save a bunch of money, work at it for, you know, a good 3 to 5 years. And
dude, how messed up that would be. I'll just take a whole 10-year detour of my career and be like, a monk. Yes. I'm out.
I did it.
Peace. I did it. Done and done. Hey, Phil, want to play a game, baby?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. This one here is one of my favorites. It's called Fill in the Blank. I'm going to give you some statements, and you have to fill in the blank. Yeah, you see, I saw it. Yeah.
I'll allow it
because I came up with it. All right. Why do people love puns so much? Question one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 7 of them, by the way.
7 questions. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question one. My top 3 characters I voiced are blank.
Giorno Giovanna, excitable A-lister, and I gotta go with Yuya Fungami.
Ooh, that was tough.
Just because of those ridiculous lines I had to / got to say.
Gotcha. Question number two. After a long, hard day of working, the one thing I like to do to unwind is blank.
To unwind from a long day grinding in my little booth right over here would be, you know what, when I wasn't dieting, it was have a drumstick, one of those little Nestle ice cream cone drumsticks.
Man of culture, yeah. What's up? What's it now, unfortunately?
Now it is an ice cold can of Coke Zero. It's that or like playing a game or something.
Gotcha. I gave up sugar for Lent and I'm totally dying. This is a bad idea. What was I thinking?
How could you?
You know what? I'll just buy the bag of sugar. I'll just eat it right out of the packet. I would enjoy this a lot more than having string beans.
No, it doesn't have sugar. It has cancer-causing aspartame or whatever.
Will it cause it today?
Exactly.
That's terrible. But that is...
20 years from now, me is going to be like, that 30-year-old Phil, I hate him. He killed me.
He was handsome as hell, but I hate him. He had so many push-ups to his name, but I hate him.
Yeah.
Question 3. You know what? Blank is the most underrated movie of all time.
Treasure Planet.
Whoa!
Disney's Treasure Planet.
That is a deep cut. See, Courtney gets it. She got candy and soda for lunch. It sucks. I mean, nice. The Lord, I get it. But
You do what you gotta do. Yes, that movie deserves so much better than what I got.
You know what? I'm just a fan of 2D animation. I remember seeing Princess and the Frog just because it was 2D. Like, I think there's still a place for it. But
yeah,
Treasure Planet, it's amazing. I actually agree. Next one. My parents are cool people, but one thing people don't know about them is blank.
One thing people don't know about my parents. I guess the most interesting thing I can come up with is their birthdays are only a week and a half apart. They were born the same year.
Oh, so I get to do the combo trips, I guess, the combo presents.
Yes.
Like, let's do something for our birthday. Got it. That's awesome. My ex-girlfriend's mom is in February, and it's like her birthday, and then it was like Valentine's Day, and then her wedding anniversary. And I was like, brother, you could have picked a different day. You could have picked her birthday. You could have picked Valentine's Day. You picked the third day in February. Yeah. What is wrong with you, bro? All
right, move on. But I always found it interesting, too, because like most people I knew, like their parents were always like a few years difference. Like someone was born like 3 years after the other. Like my parents were born on the same year, like a week and a half apart. And I was like, to me, that stood out as being like, wow, I've never met a couple who were that close in age before.
Were they classmates? Is that what it was?
No, they're different parts of the country and, you know, met in college.
Got it. Yeah. Derek Fisher says, I can listen to you two for hours. Yeah, thanks. We appreciate that.
Because
Phil's my homie. I knew this dude for what? 10 years now? 11 years now.
Oh my gosh. Has it been that long?
Yeah, you came in 11.
2008 is when I got to Chapman.
Oh, wow. That's even more. It's like 13, 12, 12.
Wow. Yeah. Good Lord.
We're crazy.
How old am I?
Yeah. Yikes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Question number 5. If we're going on a road trip, I'm bringing the blank.
Combos.
I knew it. I knew that's why I wrote it.
Yeah, dude, what loves I was his combos, say. Man. I am bringing the combos. The
like, forget pizza, navigation. The forget combos. Conversation. He's bringing the combos.
That's all I need. You can handle the rest. I'm just sit back with my big bag of combos. Are we in Vegas yet?
And you can't eat them at home by itself. It has to be on the road. The vehicle has to be moving for you to have.
It has to be. We have to be stopping at a gas station, and I searched through, and it's going to have to be the constant battle of, like, all right, this is a cool gas station. They got the pizza combos. Like, this gas station sucks. They got the pretzel and cheese combos.
Pretzel and cheese is your favorite? No, which one's your favorite? No,
the pizza ones are my favorite.
The pizza, cold cut combos? No, actual combos. We have a mutual friend, Reagan. When we go to Vegas, like, I've been to Vegas a bunch of times. That's kind of like my joke around these guys. Like, hey, you go all the time. But when Reagan goes, he packs like an entire meal. Like, if we're going on some long 20-hour trek, it's like a 3-hour drive, you know, from Glendale. But it's like, we got snacks, water, Gatorade, like, just in case. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I love the fact that combos is yours. Number 6, don't laugh, but one guilty pleasure celebrity I would love to meet is blank.
Guilty pleasure celebrity. Oh, man.
Britney Spears. Mine is Tony Danza. Tony Danza is my hero, and people laugh at me all the time. I'm like, I want to be Tony Danza so bad.
Why Tony Danza?
Well, he's from my hometown. No, he's from Philly. No, but he's like the last Renaissance man. Like, he is an actor, a jazz musician, a singer, a boxer, a teacher. He's done it all, and then he's excelled in every single thing. In a world where everyone tries to be hustlers, gangsters, this guy just takes these aptitudes and does it himself. And I'm like, I always thought that was pretty noble. And who's the boss, baby?
Interesting. Who's the boss? Yeah, I always get it because he's like, wait, was he Who's the Boss or was he Three's Company? Which one was he?
Who's the boss? Tony Maselli.
I remember him from Taxi. But I can't think of like a guilty pleasure celebrity. I mean, I guess it would be guilty in the sense that I know people like will, you know, dunk on the show or whatever for being like stupid, but I would want to meet I cannot think of his name, but Entourage, the guy who plays Johnny Drama. I would totally
Matt Dillon, right?
Yeah, Matt Dillon, the
they're trying
lesser,
to make a monkey out of me, Dillon. Ari. Yeah. Johnny Bananas, Ari.
Because I thought he always had the fun bits on that show. So, like, dude, what was it like?
He was taking so many L's.
He was.
And lastly, doing blank helps to protect my voice between sessions.
Not talking? No, there's actually... I don't have the name for it. There's this throat coat you can buy. It's called Ninjum something something something. And that stuff is like for like when you've wrecked your voice on a screamy, yelly session, just like, and you are like, oh, the soothing powers. That or these Gruthers little like cough drop type thingies, they do a similar effect. And this is something I actually bring into the studio, like back when going to the studio was actually happening. It's like, okay, so if I'm feeling the grind on the throat, then I just pop in, you know, a couple of these and like, okay.
Man, yo, send me the link, man. I didn't think that having a tired voice would be a problem, but it does doing these shows every week.
It depends. It really depends. But, and for voiceover, it just depends on the character you're doing, because when it was Giorno, it was like, that wasn't an issue because he's such a calm demeanor character that, you know, I'm always talking like Bucciarati, blah, 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 you know, and I'm not really stretching my vocal cords that much, but then other ones have had to be like, you know, these gruff soldiers or demons or whatever, like, ah, ah! Like three of those lines, I'm already like, guys, can we have a moment?
We're not paying it a gold brick. Pop a pill. No, I got it. I totally get it. This might be dangerous, but Charlene says, share a heel Beatles story. That's me. We wouldn't know. Let's so if you have a story about me, if you want to share, you can.
A heel Beto story?
I'm a natural face, Charlene.
The only heel Beto story I can come up with would have to be...
Oh, you got nothing? Great, moving on.
No. I love your Thanksgiving tradition of watching that movie. and making me watch it with you.
I did not make it. It was your decision.
You're right. You did not make me, but I couldn't just leave you there to suffer through that film.
Okay. All right. So I think there's some context here. So back in so Thanksgiving is my least favorite holiday. I hate it. Absolutely hate it. And in 2010, I had moved to Glendale and I lived alone, much like I do now. My mid-20s, my prime, I was in Glendale or whatever. And a movie came out on Thanksgiving Day and I went to go see it. And it was a movie Faster with The Rock and Billy Bob Thornton and Carla Gugino. And so every single year on Thanksgiving Day, I make a point to watch Faster. So one year, like 8 years later, we happened to be in Las Vegas because, like, I think the group of us didn't have anywhere to go. And yeah, it was like Thanksgiving Day. What could you possibly do? I'm like, guys, I'm going back to my room to watch Faster. You guys didn't enjoy yourself. I'm going back. I bought a DVD player. I'm going back. And Phil's like, oh, gee, fine, I'll go with you. I can't leave you alone. So the three of us are in the Sin City, capital of the world, watching Billy Bob Thornton act with The Rock. It was so stupid. I couldn't stop myself. But traditions are traditions. And they so are. We have to keep that sacred. Jacob Downey says, I would wear a Flobo shirt, but you can at flobito.threadless.com. We have designs all over the... Yeah, we got clothing. We got shirts. We got mugs. We got masks. Yeah, for sure.
Clothing, man. I gotta buy a Flobo shirt.
Yeah, please do. And if you do, put it on the stream. Zoe says, "What about the other way around?" Flobo, some of you don't know. I don't have anything embarrassing. That's me. The thing. Oh, I will not dunk on you. Here's something that's pretty cool. Phil mentioned earlier in the beginning of the episode, he is from Arkansas. And I always say Arkansas is two regions, Little Rock and Walmart. He's from the Walmart region. But Phil was the first person to introduce me to Vietnamese food, if you can believe it. This kid from Arkansas pulled me aside in Orange County, California, and showed me my first bowl of pho. And I've been addicted to it ever since, because he's just down with it. Two banh mi's in each hand, like, oh, it's great.
Yes.
And when I was trying to lose weight, I had a Vietnamese diet, because I never saw a fat Vietnamese person. So I have you to thank.
Yes.
So shout out to Arkansas, coming through. That's with the Vietnamese awesome food.
It's funny because no one would ever guess it, but Arkansas has the, I believe, second or third largest population of Vietnamese folks in the U.S.
I didn't
right,
know
right behind L.A.
And now when I'm in like food groups, someone goes, ah, Fuzz Lay, I'm Team Ram. I'm like, no, you ain't doing full right. Like, I get all defensive. Like, there's some guy in Vietnam going, you're not even one of us. What are you doing? You know,
you ain't pho, you ain't nothing.
You ain't nothing. You a fake Beto. Phil, it's at that time. You have to get out of here, man. But it's been a lot of fun and you rolling through on this edition of What's Up Flobo After Hours. I could talk about all of our embarrassing food and movie stories forever. But your fans are watching. My fans are watching. Where can they find you, follow you, become a member of the Familia right now? How can they hit you up?
Join the Familia. I am at Phil M. Reich on every social thing you can think of. Can I type this in the chat? Because I don't know how to type it over there. It's at Phil M. Reich, PhillMReich. So you can follow me on Twitter, on Twitch, on Instagram, on TikTok. That's where you can hook up, join the Familia, follow all our fun adventures. I have a Discord that's linked in my Twitch. So if you go to my Twitch page, you can find a Discord link there as well.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, man, I know I started film school a year before you did, and we both had dreams of becoming editors, and they both went different ways, but it really does warm the old heart to see that not only you're doing what you love, but you're doing it well, and there's people that are fans of you, and I just see it's pretty cool that we're not like, you know, stabbing each other in the back. We're not mad at each other. It's like, you're getting Phil coin. I'm getting Flobito coin. That's
heck
all.
Yes.
All great. Hopefully more. We want more stand up and I'll give you more of my food quirks. But yes, this is What's Up Flobo After Hours, part of the New Amsterdam Network. Learn more about this show and the other shows at newamsterdam.com. You can follow me on social media there at Flobo Boys on Twitter and on Twitch and on Instagram, and also at Flobito on Instagram. But until next time, After Hours is closed. Peace out, y'all. The baddest in the land. Someone who always can. Don't you know?